What? I know. I'll be along as soon as I can. That's my husband calling for me to come to bed. I know it's late, but these days, late at night, is the only time left to do my book work and my planning. Running an inn in Bethlehem is tough business. Our culture is known for its hospitality. If you need a place, you set yourself at the gate, and eventually someone will offer to take you in. If you have a relative, they are basically obligated to take you in. So the innkeepers get the leftovers. Foreigners, they are nice, but I also get the most distrusted, the suspicious. You know the type I mean. It's not an easy life, but I make a living for both my husband and myself, and we provided for the children before they married and moved to their own homes. And we still have a couple of children at home with us. You know, I remember a night like this very long ago. Actually, it was a lot like this night. Cold, people traveling, some far from home, and many people trying to find shelter. It seemed Caesar wanted more money, which for us, the ones already broken by heavy taxes, well, we would have to pay even more taxes. Well, that's neither here nor there, as they say. Caesar decreed that people from all over should return to their hometown to be numbered. He wanted the census taken. Bethlehem was so crowded. People everywhere, and I mean everywhere. We're the hometown of the great King David. The oppression of those Roman thugs made us guard our heritage more proudly. And if you could identify yourself with King David, well, then in our tradition, you were really something. So thousands of people returned to Bethlehem to register themselves. Our little Bethlehem is very important to us, and we are a very proud people. It was written by Micah a long time ago. He said, "But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins from of old, from ancient times." So you see, we're proud. We're waiting for that promised one, the ruler over Israel. Well, because of the census, as you might imagine, throngs of people were in the village, and they put heavy stress on the hospitality business. No one had space, and that was not acceptable. I remember it so well. It was a night like this when this man came to my door. Behind him, I could make out the unmistakable silhouette of a young woman, great with child. They both looked beaten down. "I am Joseph," he said. "I need a room for my wife. I don't have a room." Now, down through the ages, people have told this story as if I said, "We have no room in the inn," and then I slammed the door in the face of the two weary travelers. It wasn't like that. I'm not like that. My husband and I didn't even have a room. We started letting out our own space in the back because we could just not turn people away. We couldn't turn away the weary travelers. We even slept in the cooking area with the children. So when this man and his wife arrived, we literally had no space. There was no place to put them. But something bothered me about this couple. I said to myself, why do you suppose they can't find lodging with relatives? Who among their clan wouldn't take in a woman in her condition? Looking at them, I figured this is probably some sort of eyebrow-raising pregnancy. I'll bet the months don't add up between how far along she is with child and their espousal, if you know what I mean. But then I thought, that couldn't be true. Certainly, there was no way that this man would take her if this baby wasn't his. Or would he? Just seeing how he looked at her, how tenderly he spoke to her, you could tell that he deeply loved her and that she loved him. But still, I couldn't imagine, and I couldn't help but think that there was something strange about the whole thing. What was it about this couple? The man at my door wasn't going away. I had no rooms, and it was late. What could I do? But he gently asked again, "Do you have any shelter? My wife is increasingly uncomfortable. Her time is very near." It was with sorrow that I had to turn them away. However, as they started to walk away, something inside me urged me to say, "Wait, wait. I've got a stable out back. The animals are out to pasture. I've cleaned it out recently. The straw is fresh and clean. It's better than nothing at this hour, but it really is all I've got." I grabbed an old threadbare blanket off my husband as he slept, grabbed a lantern and some food and water, and gave it to them. Joseph thanked me, and he took his leave. I sent my daughter along in case they would need the midwife before the night was over. I wanted to do more. I was ashamed that I could not do more. Yet inside, I knew that having done what I could was accepted by this young couple, and somehow there was a completeness about it. I went to bed, and finally I fell asleep. But as I did, I knew that this night was far from being over, and that it would be a night like no other night we had ever seen. It would be a night after which we would never be the same. I didn't know it then, but now I know. The fullness of the time came that night. That night in Bethlehem, in my stable. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hand of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. What about you, my friends? What will you do this night? This night that is far from being over. What about us? For us living on December 24th, 2010, might we say the same? This night is far from being over, and it will be a night like no night that we have ever seen. What will happen when Christ comes knocking at the door of our heart? Will there be room? The inn of no room and the stable of hospitality. They both live in me. They both live in you. Each of us must decide which will be more powerful. Will we have room for Jesus to be born again in us tonight? Or will we say there just isn't any room inside me for such a thing? And we close the door of our heart. The inn of no space. In the stable of hospitality. They both live in me. They both live in you. Each of us must decide which will be more powerful.